With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran's president has apologized to Gulf neighbors as Iranian missiles and drones hit the region. It suggests Tehran's political leadership could not exercise full command over the country's armed forces. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about the progress in the war in Iran.
I think that if we had not moved forward with this, I do believe that Iran would be targeting us, Israel, and our other partners abroad. No doubt about it. They have nefarious activities in mind, and fortunately, we've been able to cut them off at the knees.
And Ernst spoke to the Salem Radio Network. The FBI is investigating what it calls suspicious activities within its own system.
Those activities are on an internal system that the Bureau says contains sensitive information related to surveillance operations and investigations. The Bureau is working to determine the scope and impact of the problem. That's according to a notification sent to members of Congress that says the unnamed culprit is using sophisticated techniques to exploit FBI network security controls. The notification obtained Thursday by the Associated Press says that the FBI on February 17th began investigating abnormal log information related to a system on its network.
For much of the nation, daylight savings time begins this weekend.
Daylight saving time begins Sunday. The clock springs forward by 1 hour, and we all lose an hour of sleep.
Try to get into an earlier routine of going to bed a little earlier, waking up a little earlier.
Dr. Manish Mehta with Optum Medical Group has some tips.
Having good sleep habits. You're sleeping in a dark room. There isn't light coming in.
The Carson doctor adds,
making sure you're getting plenty of sunlight during the day.
And that report from correspondent Larry Marino. This is SRN News. Ohio's fetal remains bill stays on hold for now. Here's Michael Harrington with an update.
The legislation requires that any unborn baby killed by abortion receive a decent burial. But a state appellate court has ruled that the statute violates the abortion amendment that Ohio voters added to the state constitution in 2023. Under the fetal remains bill, abortion clinics would have to foot the bill for providing burial for the babies they abort. The appeals judges found that this might hamper the process of women obtaining abortions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two women who are living as men are suing Kansas over a new law that bars them from changing the gender on their driver's licenses. The women who are being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union claim the statute violates rights to privacy, personal autonomy, and due legal process guaranteed by the Kansas Constitution. This is SRN News. The former coach of the Michigan Wolverines has reached a deal with prosecutors.
In Ann Arbor, former Michigan football coach Sherrone Moore has accepted a deal, pleading no contest to two misdemeanor charges, trespassing and malicious use of a telecom device in a domestic relationship. In exchange, three more serious charges, including felony home invasion, were dropped. Ellen Michaels is Moore's attorney.
Mr. Moore is pleased to put this behind him and move forward.
The case stemmed from a confrontation after Moore was terminated. The university said there was credible evidence the Wolverines head coach had engaged in an inappropriate relationship with his executive assistant.
The U.S. has issued a license that allows companies to do business with Venezuela's state gold mining company, Minervin. The move on Friday signals that the administration intends to exercise more control over the country's natural resources. And Interior Secretary Doug Burgum met this week with Venezuela's acting president. More at srnews.com.